Today in 1961, at the third annual Grammy Awards, the Marty Robbins song El Paso wins for Best Country and Western Performance. Today in 1972, the first ever fanfare kicks off at Nashville's Municipal Auditorium. It's now known as the CMA Music Festival. Performing in maximum security prisons was a regular thing for Johnny Cash, and today in 1974, Johnny, Linda Ronstadt, and Roy Clark do a free show for inmates at the Tennessee State Prison in Nashville. The concert becomes a TV special. Today in 1986, Keith Whitley and Lori Morgan perform on the Grand Ole Opry on the same night. Keith asks Lori out for the first time after the show. Today in 1989, Garth Brooks' debut self-titled album gets released. It includes his first ever single, his first ever number one single, and his signature song, The Dance. Here we are nearly 30 years later, Garth Brooks still one of the biggest acts in country music. Another superstar's career was launched exactly 4 years later in 1993 when Curb Records releases Tim McGraw's debut self-titled album. Today in 1999, Grand Ole Opry member Boxcar Willie passes away. In the mid-80s, he gained national fame for his collections of traditional country recordings that were marketed using late-night TV commercials. Yes, you can still find them on YouTube. Today in 2011, Jason Aldean's single Don't You Wanna Stay, featuring Kelly Clarkson, earns both gold and platinum certification by the RIAA. And I want to say happy 36th birthday to singer-songwriter Easton Corbin, born today in Trenton, Florida. And also happy 61st birthday to Vince Gill, born in Norman, Oklahoma. And what a career Vince has had as a singer, songwriter, and multi-instrumental session player. Vince was in the Pure Prairie League in the 1970s, went solo in the early 1980s, and over his long career, Vince has earned 18 CMA Awards and 27 Grammy Awards, and right now he's currently moonlighting with the Eagles on their tour. And that's what happened today in country music for April 12th. I'm Andrew Michael.